Senator Anthony Williams, welcome to Newsworks Tonight. You're spending a lot of time telling people why they should support you. When you have 60 seconds, what do you tell them?
I tell them that I have a vision for the city, I have a heart for the city, I have a passion for the city, and I have plans for the city that are not just my opinions, but they are ones based upon a wide range of people, Democrats, Republicans, young, old, a legacy going back to my father, Hardy Williams, my mom, Carol Williams, who's an educator, my grandmother, Frances Williams. I believe that their legacy combined with contemporary times provides a unique opportunity for a person like me to wed all those around issues of education, around issues of crime, around issues of jobs, will be housed in my campaign.
Is there a key issue in this campaign?
I think there are a few, two in particular, education and job creation.
When you ran for governor in 2010, I mean, you were known as the candidate of school choice, favoring tuition vouchers and expanded charters. Is that a posture you're going to adopt in the mayor's race?
I think that when people know who I really am, they would know that in 1988, I got elected. In 1989, I was required to send revenue to Philadelphia for schools. Bob Casey asked for more revenue, and I found a way to support that in my freshman and sophomore term. After that, Evandale arrived, and through, I guess, 8 consecutive budgets, he sent money, and I, as a leader, not only sat on the sidelines, but fought to increase that. And then in the most recent administration under Tom Corbett, there have been a number of financial challenges that have been met by myself and as a whip in the Democratic caucus, most notably the cigarette tax, which has resulted in $17 million additional dollars to the Philadelphia public school system. That's my bill that I got through a Republican-controlled Senate, a Republican-controlled House, and finally signed by a Republican governor. I think that demonstrates my commitment to not only supporting public education, but to the funding issue. And then finally, I'm signed up to fight for the fair funding formula, and it won't be from the sideline. It will be from directly in front of the fight.
And are taxpayer-funded tuition vouchers a good thing?
Well, they're not a part of the current conversation I'm involved in running for mayor, and I don't expect them to be a part of the conversation I'm in running for mayor. The measurement of whether they're good or bad would fall with the General Assembly and with his current governor, Tom Wolf, who I think is expressly opposed to them. So I don't think that there's an audience, a time, or temperament for that conversation to occur. So frankly, it's not a matter of my opinion. It's just a matter of political reality.
I hear you saying that you've gotten additional state funding for the city. I mean, a lot of that involved authorizing local taxes, and you think charters are an alternative. But I guess what I'm getting at is that in that 2010 race, I mean, you were seen as, particularly by the teachers union and public employee unions, as the guy pushing this message of choice, alternatives to traditional public schools. Are you comfortable being there, and is that where you're going to be in the mayor's race?
I think I'm fairly positioned as the person who's concerned about quality education for all children. And I think that we have to be honest about a few things. One, Philadelphia, regardless of where you live, people are concerned about the quality of the public school system and how it performs, and they're not satisfied with it. And I don't care whether you live in Rittenhouse Square, like I said, or Washington Square, or North Philadelphia, West Philadelphia. I don't care if you're of a significant income level. The folks who've moved here, who are able to move other places and are having children, the new millennium, that generation, they're going to make a decision about whether they stay in Philadelphia primarily because of schools. And those folks who are in other communities are challenged by their set of circumstances. I'm very comfortable being in the conversation about me creating and supporting quality schools, public schools in particular, in your neighborhood. And I think that the measurement of me should be that, not about one size fits all, because I've never said that. I don't believe that there's a panacea out there relative to any menu of options. Charters may be great in some areas and may not be so great in other areas. Neighborhood schools may perform well in some areas and may not perform in others. But the bottom line is we have to get to a system that serves all students.
You got a lot of funding, millions of dollars from three gentlemen in the 2010 governor's race who were committed to an agenda of school choice. Have you talked to them about a big investment in the mayor's race?
I have not.
For them to do it, they couldn't legally make the kinds of big contributions that they did in 2010. It would have to come in an independent expenditure. Is that something you'd welcome?
It's not something I'm involved in, and it's not something I'm going to be involved in. There are legal limitations on what one can contribute to a campaign, and I follow those guidelines, and I'm working every day to raise every nickel and every penny I can from the limited contributions one can give. What anybody else does beyond that, I'm not involved in those conversations, and I will not be involved in those conversations. It's inappropriate, if not illegal, to do that.
Right. The law says you couldn't be involved in a coordinated expenditure. On the other hand, you're entitled to an opinion, and those gentlemen and others, unions, might be involved in independent expenditures. Is that a good thing for the process?
I don't have an opinion other than what I can control, and that is trying to raise enough money as I'm supposed to so that people can receive my message about me fighting for more jobs, quality education, and protecting their communities in terms of the criminal justice process. Those are the messages that I'm going to work on. Those are the messages that hopefully will resonate, and hopefully people will understand that, yes, I am concerned about the quality of education in Philadelphia, as everybody should be, because it is a crisis. But there are other issues beyond the purview of that particular issue that a mayor has to be involved in, and I not only will be involved in, but I have been involved in.
You talked about jobs and economic opportunity. Give us one idea.
There are a number of ideas that we're going to talk about during the course of a campaign as it relates to job creation. But I guess most significantly, most relevant is the issue of energy. Most recently, we talked about PGW. And I do believe that the transition in terms of how PGW is being run would make a significant impact upon the job force in Philadelphia if we do it right. The term energy hub has been bantered about, and it'll be bantered about even more during the course of this mayoral campaign, and I will be knee-deep in that conversation because I've advanced it before it became a term of art. The second one is the technology. The techo community in Philadelphia is slowly lumbering along, but there's a significant generation of young people who have brought it here. We need to find a way to keep it here. We need to invest in it. That means all the capital that is sort of moving around the country. We need to figure out how to house it here. Tax policy, all those things are part of the conversation that I've been involved in for a long time that I want to bring to the forefront.
I want to come back to one more question on schools. Philadelphia taxpayers have done a lot in the last 5 years to address the school funding crisis. There have been three successive property tax increases with the help of the legislature. There's been a permanent increase in the sales tax as well as a new cigarette tax. A lot of people in this race think that the solution has to be in much greater state funding and a different funding formula from the state. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
Can it get done, given the
politics? That's the main question. Exactly right. So everybody's going to run around talking about funding, and everything I mentioned to you, I've done. And everything I've mentioned to you was done primarily in a Republican-controlled administration. And we need to be honest that whoever is mayor has to have the ability, one, to cross the aisle, and two, have relationships to do that, and three, recognizes that they have a relationship with Harrisburg. I believe that a fair funding formula will be a requirement by the legislative body because all of us know that regardless of whether Tom Wolf was elected or not, the number one trending issue in that campaign was education and education funding. And so I don't think it's going to change. I don't think that we're going to be able to escape that regardless of Republican or Democrat. So I do think it'll get done. But I also think that Philadelphia has to face some homegrown issues short term. PGW, not only about the business portion of it, but frankly, if we are able to generate significant revenue out of a PGW lease, sale, whatever it is, we're able to uncouple the millions of dollars we're spending on pension obligations. If we are able to free ourselves of the pension payments, the general fund is now able to be open to support public schools in a much more aggressive way. Long term, we also need to uncouple how we tax in Philadelphia. That means the commercial tax, which is controlled by the uniformity clause. That means commercial and residential are taxed at the same rate.
That's commercial property tax.
Exactly. Need to be uncoupled as they are in other states. That would allow for us to sort of control the property tax increase and, frankly, shift that burden to commercial properties, which would also allow us to lower a variety of other nuisance taxes that businesses go through. That would allow us to mirror states that are able to generate a significant amount of money towards their schools.
Your father was an important figure in this city's political history. What's one thing that you learned from him, a piece of his legacy?
Politically or personally?
You pick. Maybe politically, since we're talking about a mayor's race.
I mean, yeah, personally, I learned how extraordinary education and how important it is for any American who comes from just a common background. If you embrace it and use it, my father came from what people would describe as a Poe background, not poor, Poe. Poe meaning you couldn't afford the R at the end of the poor word, right? So he transitioned from that to going to Penn Law School. I mean, that's amazing to me. And so he was a tribute to me to sort of push myself harder personally. Politically, he was a consensus builder. You know, some people called him a maverick. And people have certainly at different times called me a lot of different names also. But I think most importantly, I do try to find a way to talk and relate to a variety of people, even if they don't particularly care for me.
Senator Anthony Williams is running for mayor. Senator, thanks so much for being with us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks for having me.